Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are, 7 weeks into the legislative session, and a bill was just introduced that, if passed, will change the social fabric of our state for generations to come. This is a call to action. House Bill 465 was just assigned to the House Judiciary Committee yesterday afternoon and is scheduled for a hearing this Friday, February 22nd. This is an all-hands-on-deck moment. The bill, which is sponsored by Representative Kim Abbott, a director of the Montana Human Rights Network, seeks to place sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes in the Montana Human Rights Act. This is called a SOGI bill, an acronym for Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. It's basically the statewide equivalent of a municipal non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO, but much worse. NDOs, which exist in five Montana cities, prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in the areas of employment, housing, and public accommodation, but they have no teeth. If House Bill 465 passes, it will be like looking into the mouth of a great white shark. A new statewide SOGI law has not passed in the United States since 2009, but those that exist have been used to persecute people of faith. Jack Phillips was dragged all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court because he refused to bake a wedding cake for two homosexuals who wanted to get married. Baron L. Stutzman had the same experience as a florist. So did a Kentucky t-shirt printer, the owners of Brush and Nib, a wedding invitation designer in Arizona, and a wedding photographer in New Mexico. The list goes on, but you get the point. Sexual orientation laws are a playground used by the far left to harass and intimidate people who have strongly held religious beliefs. In effect, SOGI laws pit politically correct social ideology against the constitutionally guaranteed right of free exercise and free expression of religion. Since these types of cases are heard by the Montana Human Rights Commission, and since the majority of members on the commission have ties to the ACLU, the Human Rights Network, and the Democrat Party, Christians don't stand a chance. Sexual orientation is only part of the problem. The other half of the bill deals with gender identity, a moving target that says a person is really the gender they identify as, not the sex that their DNA or genitalia would imply. The proponents currently recognize over 100 identified genders, and the list keeps growing. If sexual orientation is a playground for the left, gender identity is an NFL stadium. People in California can now go to jail for not using a person's desired gender pronouns, and high school and college female athletes are now losing regularly because they have to compete against boys who identify as girls. Gender identity can also be fluid. A boy can be a boy one day and a girl the next, and school officials are being forced to accommodate them. Makes it interesting when a boy identifies as a girl, then demands to use the girls' showers and locker rooms. If you would like to testify against this bill, the hearing will be this Friday, February 22nd at 8 a.m. in the House Judiciary Committee, or you can email all of the House Judiciary Committee members and ask them to vote no on House Bill 465. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.